A Haines advisory committee is asking the Bureau of Land Management to consider restrictions on heliskiing until the goat population recovers. And Upper Lynn Canal schools remain open as the state tightens COVID-19 restrictions. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. This summer, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed mountain goat hunting in the Tekeensha Ridge and Kicking Horse areas near Haines due to a decline in the goat population. Now, a local advisory committee is asking the Bureau of Land Management to consider restrictions on heliskiing until the goat population recovers. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Last month, the Haynesboro's Heli-Ski Map Committee requested that the borough give them more time to work on possible revisions to the borough's Heli-Ski Map. They wanted to spend more time working with heli-ski operators to address concerns about impacts to mountain goats. But their request was denied by the borough assembly. Assemblymember Gabe Thomas and others felt that the borough should not be so involved in regulating the heli-ski industry.
One of the things I question all the time about this is, how many boroughs in the state have accepted this responsibility and limiting an industry like this?
Derek Poinsett serves on the Haynesboro's Heli-Ski Map Committee and the local Fish and Game Advisory Committee. He said based on the data he has seen, there is heli-ski activity adjacent to the Kicking Horse area.
The map committee wanted to have a discussion with the industries because we can see that this is an area that's important to them, and now it's also this area that has an issue with goats, potentially.
Poinsett suggested that the Fish and Game Advisory Committee appeal to BLM rather than the borough. That's because the Bureau of Land Management controls the vast majority of land used by heli-skiers in Haines. He moved to recommend that BLM and the state of Alaska consider restricting helicopter skiing near important winter goat habitats in the Tekeensha Range and Kicking Horse areas until the population recovers.
You know, this is going to the entities that we've been told should be managing goats and heli skiing. And the idea is that this is addressing the concern that the borough shouldn't have anything to do with this.
Committee members Stuart DeWitt and Ryan Cook opposed the motion, saying that the heli ski industry was being singled out without conclusive evidence. But there is evidence that there has been a sharp decline in the mountain goat population near areas where heli skiing takes place. Here's Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch in a meeting last week.
Basically, the numbers declined since 2016 by about 54% in the Tekeensha area and around 40% in the other area, which is the Kicking Horse to the 1C border.
Koch said the cause of the decline is not clear. He said only one goat had been harvested by hunters in the Tekeensha area in the last 5 years, but there is more hunting in the Kicking Horse area. Fish and Game biologist Kevin White told the advisory committee that there is scientific consensus that helicopters can adversely affect mountain goat populations. He said what is less clear is whether heli skiers have impacted the goat population of the Tekeensha Range and the Kicking Horse area.
We really would be kind of challenged to try and understand the extent to which helicopter skiing could be involved or could not be involved, because we just don't really know where and when that skiing was occurring.
The Fish and Game Advisory Committee made a request that the Haynesboro ask the heli-ski industry to provide GPS flight log data of landings and flight paths that can be compared to Fish and Game's wildlife data. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Alaska is in the red zone for COVID-19, but a lack of cases in the Upper Lynn Canal means its schools can stay open. Alaskans received emergency SMS warnings from the state last week as Governor Mike Dunleavy tightened COVID-19 restrictions in response to its rapid spread. State employees are asked to work from home, and the governor encouraged Alaskans to mask up. Haynesboro Superintendent Roy Getchell says those warnings aren't lost on the school.
So definitely statewide, there's increasing concern. And we're watching things with, I guess you could say, much more concern, you know, from a local standpoint as we see what's going on around us. So we were just trying to respond to the governor's announcement and explain what that meant for us, which is business as usual, but we're very concerned as we look at the landscape for sure.
For now, they're staying open, as is the Skagway School District. the Clukwan School is responding by limiting in-person classes to 3 days per week. Alaska may be in the red zone, but there are no known active cases in Haines, Skagway, or Clukwan. School administrators aren't relaxing, however. They're keeping an eye on regional and statewide numbers. Getchell said there's no hard and fast threshold of case numbers in the state that would close the school, but statewide numbers do affect that decision.
We're looking at lots of factors. This is a factor when you look at the transmission in Alaska and when you look at the decreased medical capacity. That's another factor. That's a real concern, and it's going to impact us as we make decisions moving forward, for sure.
Getchell says if the school is forced to close, he'll give the community as much notice as he possibly can. The Haines School will be in session through December 8th this year. Students will return to school virtually on January 4th, 2021, and resume in-person classes on January 11th. The Skagway School District will take all of next week off in observance of this Thanksgiving holiday. It will break for winter after December 18th, and students will return to school January 11th. There will be no jury trials in Alaska's courthouses until at least January 4th. Earlier this summer, Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Joel Bulger said he planned for jury trials for misdemeanor cases only to resume November 2nd. But in an order signed Friday, Bulger wrote that the suspension would continue due to escalating case counts of COVID-19. He also noted that Governor Mike Dunleavy's video address on Thursday encouraged state employees to work from home. There was never a plan to resume trials for felonies or more serious cases because they require more people to gather at the courthouse for the jury selection process. In-person grand jury proceedings are also suspended until January 4th. But Bulger says other court hearings or proceedings can still be held remotely through video conference or teleconference. I'm happy this morning. I'm happy this morning. I'm happy this morning. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.